Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is going to be a review of a lot of the concepts that we learned in the earlier Prakim regarding animals, which are karbanos, and we're going to apply those same principles to a oif, to a bird, which is being brought as a karban. Chatas ha'oif shemolka shelo lishma. You have a chatas ha'oif that the Kohen did the malika shelo lishma, with the improper intent, for example, for the wrong name of a karban. Or mitza dama shelo lishma, or he put the blood on the mizbeach shelo lishma. Now we described in the previous prakim that there are four avodas, four things that were done to a karban which are critical. That is the shechita, kabbalas hadam, hailachas hadam, and the zrika. The shechting, the receiving the blood, the hailacha, the bringing the blood to the mizbeach, and the actual sprinkling of the blood. By a bird, we don't have four, we only have two. Those two are the shechita, which is the malika of the bird, and the squeezing the blood onto the mizbeach, which is the parallel of the zrikas hadam. So if someone did the shechita or the zrika hadam of the dad for on the bird, shelo lishma, it's going to be pasul. Oy lishma v'shaloy lishma. Or if he did one lishma and one shaloy lishma. Oy shaloy lishma v'lishma. Or if perhaps he did the malika shaloy lishma, but the mitzoy lishma, it's going to be psula. Oy lasa oif. However, if it's an oyla, which is a bird, kshera, it's going to be kosher. Ubilvad shaloy also labailam. However, the owner has not fulfilled his responsibility. And the bartanura adds in, because we said in our first Mishnah that kol hazavachim shenizbechu shelo lishma kasherim, all karbanos that are brought shelo lishma are kasher, ela shelo alu labaylam l'shem chov, only that the owner does not fulfill his chiyuv. The exclusion to that is a pesach and a chatas. So therefore, our Mishnah starts off saying that a chatas ha'ov, which was done shelo lishma, is pasul. Now our Mishnah says a olas ha'ov is going to be kasher, because that's included in kol hazvachin shenizbechu shelo lishman kesheira. Echad chatas ha'oif, v'echad oilas ha'oif. Now whether it's a chatas or an oila, shem molkan, that Kain did the malika, v'shemitza daman, or he did the squeezing of the blood, with the kavana, lechol dove shadarkei lechol, to eat any part of the bird which is normally eaten, or to sacrifice on the mizbeach a part of it that's normally sacrificed, with the intention of chutz limkomo, to do it out of the allocated geographic area in the azara or on the mizbeach where it may be brought. That's called the kavan of chutz limkomo that we discussed in earlier prakim. Pasul ve'in bo karis. The karban is pasul and there's no punishment of karis. However, if he did it with the intent of chutz lizmano, to bring the karban to the parts that are supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, or eat the parts that are supposed to be eaten outside the allocated amount of time, pigul, it would be considered pigul, v'chayav in alav kares, and he will be chayav kares. And the criteria is, v'van sheyakriv hamatir kimitzvasi, only on the condition that the rest of the process of the karban regarding to the blood, the matir, was brought appropriately, meaning that there's no other psul on the blood other than pigel. This is again a concept that we discussed earlier. Ketzat, how is this? Karv hamatik mitzvasi, how is the rest of the blood brought appropriately? Malak b'shtik, if the Kohen did the malika without saying anything which could be a problem. Umitza hadam chutzizmano, but he squeezed the blood out with the kavana of shelo of chutzizmano. So in this case, everything as far as the blood is concerned was done properly, excluding the pigul, the chutzizmana. Oisha malak chutzizmane. Or if he did the malika with the intent of chutzizmana, which is pigul, umitza hadam b'shtika, and he squeezed the blood onto the mizbeach silently. So again, there's no problem here other than the chutzizmano. Oisha malak umitza hadam chutzizmane. Or if he did both, the malika and the squeezing of the blood with the intent of chutzizmano, ze shekarav hamatir kimitzvasoi, that is called karav hamatir kimitzvaso, and therefore it would be pigel. Ketzad lo karav hamatir kimitzvasoi, what would be an example where the matir was not brought kimitzvaso, and there is another psul included in the blood of this oif? Malak chutzlim kaima. If the malika was done with the intent to do the items outside the allowed area, umitza chutz hadam chutzlizmano, and he squeezed the blood out chutzlizmano. Oisha malak chutzlizmanai, or if he squeezed it chutzlizmanai umitza hadam, and he squeezed out the blood chutzlim kaimai outside its place. Oisha malak umitza hadam chutzlim kaimai. If he did both the malika and the mitza chutzlim lim kaimai. Or chatas ha'oif, if it's in chatas, shemolka shaloi lishma, that the malika was on shaloi lishma, umitza dama chutz lizmano, and the squeezing of the blood is chutz lizmano. Oy shemolka chutz lizmano. Or if he did the malika with the intent of chutz lizmano, umitza dama shaloi lishma, and he did the mitza hadam shaloi lishma, and we already learned earlier that by a chatas shaloi lishma is a psol. Oy shemolka umitza dama shaloi lishma, or if he did both the malika and the squeezing of the blood, shalolishma. Zehu shaloi karva matir kimitzvasa. That's an example where the matir is not brought kimitzvasa. And therefore, there would not be a chi of kares for pigal. Now, if the Kohen had intent lechol kezayas bachutz, u kezayas lemachar, to eat one kezayas outside the area where it's allowed to be eaten, or to eat and to eat one kezayas outside the allocated amount of time, or kezayis lemachar v'kezayis bachutz, to have one kezayis outside the amount of time and one kezayis outside its permitted location. Or kechatzi zayis bachutz u'kechatzi zayis lemachar, or half a zayis outside and half a zayis the next day. Or kechatzi zayis lemachar, half a zayis the next day u'kechatzi zayis bachutz, and a half a zayis outside. The din is pasul. In this case, it's going to be pasul. V'ein bokaris, and there's no karis, because here we don't have a full kezayis of pigel. Amar Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, Zeh haklal, this should be your general rule. Im machsheves hazman kodma, l'machsheves hamakam. If the time, the thoughts of doing it outside the right time came first, before the machsheva of chutzlim komo, pigel, then it will be pigel v'chayav and lov karis. Because Reb Yehuda holds that since you, at the time that you had the machsheva of pigel, the animal was kosher, it can become pigel. The fact that afterwards you had another psul is not going to take off the status of pigel. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda continues, V'machsheves ha-makom kodma l'machsheves ha-zman, and if the machshava of the psul of chutz l'mkomo came before the machshava of chutz l'zman, a psul will be psul, v'ein by kares, and there's no kares. The Chachamim, but the Chachamim disagree, and they say Zev is a pasul v'im b'karis. In both cases, it's pasul and there's no karis, because we only apply karis when there is absolutely no other psul other than chutz lizmano. Now, what if the Kohen had intent lechol kechatzi zayis, to eat half of a zayis chutz lizmano, ulehaktir kechatzi zayis, and to bring on the mizbeach half of a kezayis? So now, we're not talking about two halves of a kezayis of human consumption, but a half of a kezayis of human consumption and a half of a kezayis of consumption on the mizbeach. In this case, the halacha is kosher. It's not even pasul. It's kosher. Shein achila v'haktara mitzdarfin, because human consumption and the mizbeach's consumption cannot join together to make a complete kezayis. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Chatas ha'oif she'asa lemata. If a chatas ha'oif was done at the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, which is where it's supposed to be done, kemaasei chatas, and it was done the way a chatas is supposed to be done, l'shem chatas, with the correct kavana, with the correct intent, kishera, that would be a kosher sacrifice. But if he did it kemaasei chatas, the process of a chatas, but l'shem oila, he had in mind it should be a karban oila, so this is a karban chatas shelo lishma, or kemaasei ola, or if he did the actions of an ola l'shem chatas, with the intent it should be a karban chatas, or kemasei ola l'shem ola, if he processed this chatas ha'of as an ola l'shem ola, with the intent of being an ola psula, it will be pasul. Whereas a sa'a lemala kemasei kulam, let's say he took it up on top of the mizbeach, just like an ola sa'of is supposed to be brought up on top, he brought this chatas ha'of up on top, like any, and he had any of the kavanas that we previously mentioned, psula, it is going to be pasul.